Welcome to the podcast series of Middle East and Africa Textile Journal.
Thank you. Yeah, it's great to be here. You know, usually when we think about the cutting edge of artificial intelligence, we picture these pristine Silicon Valley server rooms.
Right, or like robotics labs filled with engineers in white coats.
Yeah, exactly. Places that look like a glossy sci-fi movie, just super clean, sterile, and completely detached from physical labor.
Completely detached, like the physical world doesn't even exist in those spaces.
Right. But if you really want to see the future of how humans and AI are actually going to work together, you shouldn't look at a tech campus.
No, you really shouldn't.
You should look at a textile mill. Because the machines making the shirt you are wearing right now are quietly predicting the future of human-AI collaboration.
It sounds wild, I know, but it is entirely true.
Okay, let's unpack this. Our mission today is to explore the rapid evolution of the textile industry. And we're using some really fascinating industry insights and forecasts that are preparing for ITMA 2027.
Right, which for anyone who doesn't know is this massive global textile exhibition happening in Hanover, Germany.
Huge event. And the sources we have today are basically the exact blueprints that industry leaders are using to shape something called Industry 5.0.
And that term, Industry 5.0, it represents a really fundamental shift in philosophy.
How so? Because it feels like we just figured out 4.0.
I know, right? But to understand it, we actually have to look back at the era we are currently transitioning out of, which is Industry 4.0.
Right, the whole automation boom.
Exactly. The whole focus of the fourth industrial revolution was on raw automation. We introduced smart tech, data analytics, and connected equipment.
But the goal was almost always to create advanced systems that could run with minimal human intervention, right?
Yes, that was the dream. Maximizing efficiency by essentially removing the human variable altogether.
So kind of like a machine talking to another machine in a dark warehouse somewhere.
Precisely. But Industry 5.0 pivots away from that isolation. It brings humans back into the loop.
Wait, really? We're bringing people back.
Yeah. It acknowledges that raw efficiency just isn't enough anymore. You need human-centric, sustainable, and resilient production.
Huh. So the advanced tech and the people actually have to work together now.
They have to work side by side to handle complex, unpredictable problems.
I'm struggling to picture this. It sounds almost like we rushed to automate everything, built these incredibly complex systems, and now we're taking a step back and saying, oh, actually, people are still really useful.
Well, it's less of a step back and more of an evolution. We realize that machines are fantastic at repetitive processing, but they lack adaptability.
Right, they can't think on their feet.
Exactly. When something unexpected happens, an autonomous system often just halts. But a human can improvise. Industry 5.0 marries those two strengths.
Okay, that makes sense. But before we get into the automated factories of tomorrow, we actually have to take a major detour.
Oh, the historical angle.
Yeah, because as I was reading through these sources, I realized this exact same debate, like machines replacing humans, the fear of automation, the changing nature of work, it happened exactly 200 years ago
It really did.
in this exact same industry.
What's fascinating here is that it's a perfect two-century echo. The modern fear of AI job displacement is almost a direct mirror of what happened in the British textile industry in the 1820s.
Which brings up the Jacquard loom. I was reading about the mechanics of this thing, and it completely breaks your brain when you realize what it was actually doing back then.
It was incredibly ahead of its time. But to appreciate the Jacquard loom, you have to understand how painstaking weaving used to be.
Right, doing it by hand.
Yes. Imagine thousands of vertical threads, which are called the warp, stretched super tight on a wooden frame.
Okay, thousands of threads. Got it.
Now, to weave a complex pattern, like a floral brocade or something, a weaver had to manually lift very specific individual threads, pass the horizontal thread, the weft underneath, and then lower them.
And they had to know exactly which threads to lift for every single pass.
Exactly. It required years of intense training just to memorize the sequences. It was meticulous, exhausting craftsmanship.
And then the Jacquard loom mechanizes that memory. But it's the mechanism itself that blew my
The
mind.
punch cards?
Yes, the punch cards.
Yeah.
The designs were first drawn out on gridded paper. Then that grid was translated into a sequence of punched holes on stiff pasteboard cards.
That was the massive breakthrough. You would join these punch cards together into a continuous looping chain and feed them into the top of the machine.
So how did the machine read the cards?
Well, the loom had hundreds of small metal hooks, each connected to a single warp thread. As the card pressed against the hooks, if there was a hole, the hook passed through and the machine lifted that specific thread.
And if there was no hole?
If there was no hole, the hook hit the solid card and the thread stayed down.
It's binary. A hole means on, no hole means off. 1, 0.
Yes, exactly.
So wait, the first computer programmers were essentially weavers.
It is a direct, undeniable lineage. The interlacing threads operated on a strict binary logic.
Wow.
This was effectively one of the earliest forms of programmable manufacturing on the planet.
That is just wild to think about.
In fact, Joseph Murray Jacquard's punch card concept is exactly what inspired the mathematician Charles Babbage to develop his analytical engine decades later.
And the analytical engine is basically the foundation for modern computer science, right?
Widely regarded as the foundational architecture, yes.
Okay, that is incredible. The logic that makes up a piece of fabric was the exact same logic that built modern computing.
It really was.
But, you know, it's easy to look back now and call the Luddites who opposed this technology anti-progress. I mean, the sources mention workers rising up, attacking mills, smashing these looms.
Yeah, the Luddite riots were very intense.
And I have to be honest, if a new piece of tech suddenly made my decades of podcasting and research experience irrelevant overnight, I'd probably want to smash a machine too.
I think most people would feel that way.
Weren't their fears completely justified? I mean, their immediate livelihoods were actually threatened, weren't they?
Yes, their fears of economic displacement were entirely genuine. And the disruption was incredibly painful for those individual craftspeople.
So they were right.
In the short term, yes. But history shows us that mechanization didn't just blindly eradicate labor. It shifted the nature of the labor entirely.
How so? Because from the weaver's perspective, the job is just gone.
The specific job of manually lifting threads was gone, yes. But the industry itself exploded in scale and complexity.
Oh, I see. So it created new problems to solve.
Exactly. Alongside the disruption, entirely new categories of work emerged. We saw the birth of a new generation of mechanical engineers, loom technicians, punch card designers, and machine specialists.
So it elevated the baseline of what the workers needed to know.
It elevated the technical sophistication of the entire workforce. And that pattern where technology disrupts a manual task but creates a need for higher level supervision and maintenance is exactly what we are seeing today.
Okay, so just like the Jacquard loom changed what it meant to be a weaver in the 1820s, workflow automation is fundamentally changing what it means to be a factory operator right now.
Exactly the same dynamic.
We are looking at the modern smart mill. And the scale of this shift is massive.
It really is unprecedented.
The sources point to market forecasts from Technavio, which estimate the global textile automation market is going to grow by $664 million between 2024 and 2029.
Which is a compound annual growth rate of 3.2%.
Right. Which, you know, might sound like a modest percentage compared to like a software startup or something, but we have to remember the context.
Right. This is a heavy manufacturing sector.
Exactly. $664 million in just 5 years. For an industry that's literally thousands of years old, that isn't just a minor software update.
No, not at all.
That is a total system overhaul.
Absolutely. And to understand why that capital is flooding in, you really have to look at the historical conditions of a spinning or weaving mill.
Which were pretty terrible, right?
The manual labor was notoriously grueling. Operators had to manually handle heavy warp beams and massive rolls of fabric weighing hundreds of pounds.
Hundreds of pounds. Just moved by hand.
By hand. The environment was loud, filled with floating cotton dust, and workers had to constantly walk the aisles.
Just walking all day?
Miles a day. Visually scanning hundreds of machines to find a single microscopic broken yarn so they could manually tie it back together.
That sounds like a nightmare. But look at the modern mill. We're talking about automated guided vehicles now.
Yes, AGVs.
Essentially, these factory robots that move those heavy beams around, drastically reducing workplace injuries.
That's a huge part of the automation push, safety and ergonomics.
And instead of a human walking miles a day looking for a broken thread, there are advanced sensors everywhere.
Everywhere. And these aren't basic motion detectors like the one on your garage door.
Right.
Think about optical sensors monitoring a thread that is moving at over 1,000 meters a minute.
1,000 meters a minute? That's insane.
It is incredibly fast. A beam of light is continuously evaluating the thickness and tension of that yarn. If the yarn thins out by even a fraction of a millimeter, the sensor registers it.
Wait, how does a sensor even see something that small moving that fast? Especially in a mill.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't the factory environment mess with it?
With all the dust and lint, yes. That is exactly where the AI comes in.
Okay, how so?
In older automated systems, a floating piece of lint passing through the light beam would trigger a false alarm, and the machine would stop unnecessarily.
So it's too sensitive.
Right. But today, machine learning algorithms analyze the light refraction in real time. The AI can instantly differentiate between a harmless piece of floating dust and an actual critical flaw in the yarn structure.
Wow, so it knows what it's looking at.
It detects and even corrects many tension faults automatically without ever stopping production.
Here's where it gets really interesting, because the outline for this deep dive gave me the perfect way to visualize this.
Oh, the self-driving car analogy.
Yeah. Industry 4.0 was like building a self-driving car and leaving it completely alone, just hoping it didn't crash.
Right, zero human input.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But Industry 5.0 is having an AI co-pilot that handles the heavy lifting, the steering, and the hazard detection, while you, the human, act as a mission commander.
That captures the dynamic perfectly. The automated systems handle the overwhelming volume of micro
The
adjustments.
stuff that would exhaust a human.
Exactly. And they only alert the human operator when a complex intervention is genuinely required.
So you aren't just staring at the thread waiting for it to snap anymore.
No, you let the machine do the staring.
Right. The system just pings you on a tablet when it needs your specific human judgment, and that completely shifts the role of the operator.
It does. They transition from being manual laborers performing repetitive tasks to highly skilled process supervisors.
And even the maintenance of these massive machines has evolved,
Oh,
right?
completely. Instead of scheduled, time-consuming dismantling of equipment, which obviously shuts down production mills, are using predictive maintenance.
Predictive maintenance. So sensors monitor the vibration and heat of the machine bearings, that kind of thing.
Exactly. They track the physical wear and tear in real time.
So it's like instead of changing your car's oil every 3,000 miles just because generic sticker on the windshield tells you to,
Right.
the engine actually texts you to say, hey, based on my heat output and friction levels, my oil's degrading. You should change it next Tuesday at 2 p.m. to avoid a breakdown.
That is exactly how predictive maintenance works on the factory floor. You service the machine when the data proves it is necessary.
Avoiding catastrophic failures while maximizing running time.
It saves an enormous amount of money and downtime.
But this brings up a massive question for me. Ultra-precise AI sensors, automated robots, predictive analytics, these technologies are incredibly expensive.
Very capital intensive, yes.
So is the industry dropping $664 million just to give workers a cooler tablet to look at and reduce their walking distance?
No, it goes far beyond ergonomics. If we connect this to the bigger picture, this investment is driven by the mounting, intense global pressure for sustainability.
Ah, sustainability. Because the textile industry historically has a staggering environmental footprint.
One of the biggest in the world.
We are talking about massive water usage for dyeing, incredible energy consumption, and just immense raw material waste.
And that waste often comes from overproduction.
Right, making things nobody buys.
Historically, one of the biggest challenges in textiles was inflexible manufacturing. To be profitable, a mill had to produce massive, continuous batches of a single fabric.
So they would make 1 million yards of blue denim, just hoping consumer demand would match it.
Exactly. And when trends changed, thousands of yards ended up in landfills.
Thrown away because the machines were too slow and expensive to reconfigure for a smaller batch.
Exactly. It was a rigid system. But digital machine platforms offer incredibly precise control and process integration.
And this enables what the sources call demand responsive manufacturing.
Yes. With AI optimizing the settings, a mill can execute much shorter production runs and achieve faster changeovers between different fabrics.
They make exactly what the market needs, exactly when it needs it.
Which practically eliminates the material waste of overproduction.
And there's another sustainability angle here too, right? Using alternative raw materials.
Recycled fibers.
Yes.
The sources explicitly mention that improved process stability allows for the effective use of recycled fibers. But why do you need AI for that?
That's a great question.
Like, isn't spinning recycled cotton the same as spinning fresh cotton?
Not at all. Recycled fibers are notoriously difficult to work with. Think about how recycling actually works in this context.
Okay, tearing up old clothes.
Yes, you're taking old garments and mechanically tearing them apart. This process damages the fibers. The staple length, which is the physical length of each individual cotton fiber, becomes much shorter.
And highly variable, I assume.
Very variable. So the raw material is fundamentally weaker and less predictable.
Okay, so if you feed recycled cotton into a traditional spinning machine,
Calibrated for strong, uniform virgin cotton, The weak recycled fibers will snap constantly under the tension.
So the machine would just be stopped more often than it runs.
Exactly. It wasn't economically viable. But because Industry 5.0 technology provides real-time adjustment, the AI sensors can constantly monitor the tension and make micro-adjustments millisecond by millisecond.
Wow. So it actively prevents the weaker yarn from breaking.
Yes. The machine accommodates the imperfection of the recycled material on the fly.
That is fascinating. So what does this all mean for you, the listener? I mean, even if you've never set foot in a factory, the clothes you wear, the textiles in your car, the fabrics in your home, they are all becoming part of this highly responsive, low-waste ecosystem.
It touches almost every part of daily life.
Every thread is going to be backed by a massive data set designed to reduce its impact on the planet.
It is. But here's the catch with all these ultra-precise sensors.
There's always a catch.
If the AI encounters a recycled fiber blend it has never seen before, or if the environmental humidity in the mill fluctuates in an unexpected way, the algorithm might not know what to do.
Because it only knows what it's been trained on.
Right. So the system flags an anomaly it can't resolve. And that is exactly where the human operator has to step back in.
Because you can't run a 21st century smart mill with 19th century skills.
No, you definitely can't.
But you also can't run it with purely digital skills.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you can't just send an IT guy out there.
That is the crux of the Industry 5.0 workforce. A brilliant software engineer who doesn't understand the physical properties of yarn tension isn't going to be very helpful when a machine halts on the factory floor.
Right. They know the code, but not the cotton.
Exactly. And conversely, a master weaver who can't read a data dashboard is equally stuck. The new skill set requires what the industry calls hybrid competencies.
Hybrid competencies. So workers need a combination of traditional deep tactile textile knowledge coupled with high-level digital literacy and process engineering skills.
Because the effectiveness of these AI systems is intrinsically tied to human process knowledge.
It's a true partnership.
It is. The machine logic and the data reduce the manual interventions, but if the underlying data quality is poor, or if the human doesn't understand the physical reality of the textile structure to guide the AI's parameters, the automation fails.
So the technology elevates the human's capabilities, but the human's intuition guides the technology.
That's the perfect way to phrase it.
And this exact vision, the seamless merging of digital intelligence and human expertise, is what the entire industry is building toward for ITMA 2027.
The fully automated yet intimately human-guided sustainable mill.
It's a really optimistic view of the future.
It is. But this raises an important question moving forward. As this transition accelerates, how do we ensure equitable access to this high-level training?
Oh, that is a huge point.
The sources point out that this transition is very uneven across regions. Some areas have immense investment in skills and infrastructure, while others do not.
Right. It's not just about inventing the smartest sensors. It's about upskilling the global workforce so they can actually command them.
Without the skills, the tech is useless.
And if companies just deploy the tech without aggressively investing in the people, we repeat the painful mistakes of the 1820s. We create a new generation of displaced workers.
Which is exactly what we want to avoid.
But if we prioritize these hybrid competencies, we elevate the entire global workforce.
It requires a massive structural commitment to education, shifting away from manual labor skill sets toward these analytical process management capabilities.
Okay, we have covered an enormous amount of ground today. We started by defining Industry 5.0, which is this incredible shift away from automation for the sake of automation and toward a human-centric, sustainable production.
We looked back 200 years to the Jacquard loom, seeing how the mechanization of the warp and weft sparked both massive disruption and the birth of modern computer science.
Right. And then we explored the modern smart mill, where AI sensors can spot a flaw in a thread moving 1,000 meters a minute.
Acting as a co-pilot and allowing human operators to become high-level process supervisors.
And we connected that technological leap to the urgent need for sustainability, you know, using demand-responsive manufacturing to eliminate overproduction and relying on AI tension control to make recycled fibers viable on a global scale.
And finally, we looked at the hybrid worker of the future, who will really need both traditional tactile knowledge and digital fluency to keep these interconnected systems running.
The core takeaway here is that Industry 5.0 isn't about machines replacing human labor. It is about intelligent machines, and incredibly skilled operators working together to create a sustainable, resilient future.
It is a profound shift in how we approach the act of making things.
It really is. And I want to leave you with a final lingering thought to mull over on your own. 2 centuries ago, an automated loom for weaving fabric inadvertently provided the binary logic that gave us the modern computer. So, as today's textile mills become fully integrated AI ecosystems focused on sustainability and human collaboration, what entirely unrelated world-changing technology will this era inspire 200 years from now?
That is a staggering thought to consider.
Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive. Keep questioning, keep exploring, and we will see you next time.